Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. This is in the series In 5 Minutes or Less, and we're going to be discussing goal setting. Now, before you roll your eyes, I really want to dive deep into what goal setting actually is. Because it's one thing to say you're going to do something. It's a whole nother thing to actually go ahead and do it. And that's the type of goal setting that I'm going to be talking about today. The main premise of this type of goal setting is to compare yourself with who you were yesterday and not who somebody else is today. No matter how good you are at something or how you rank your accomplishments, there's always going to be somebody out there that is quote-unquote better. That's what I mean when I say it's important to compare yourself with who you were yesterday and not who somebody else is today. Let me break this down in a common example. Most of the clients that come to me typically are looking for some type of weight loss or maybe composition changes. And when I say composition changes, I mean less body fat and more lean muscle. Now, if these same people have this goal, are comparing their results with somebody else's, oftentimes you're going to feel defeated, especially if that other person is quote unquote doing better than you. Your progress is your progress, and your trajectory for success is your own trajectory. As long as you're better than you were the day before, that is progress. So let's take that same example of weight loss. Let's say somebody's goal is to lose 20 pounds of body fat. And the amount of effort this person is putting in terms of weight loss and nutrition ends up being 2 pounds of body fat lost each month. Well, you might think, great, 10 months, they're going to hit their goal. When you compare that 2 pounds a month lost with somebody else that's losing 10 pounds a month, often I see them getting defeated. They end up going back to their bad habits and regressing rather than progressing. This does not mean that every day you need to be perfect, but in the long run, your trajectory needs to be in the direction of your goal. When I get a client that comes to me and their goal is weight loss or fat loss, I'll often ask, what would it mean for you to lose the weight? What in your life would be different? The most successful clients are the ones that have long-term goals set up, but also have incremental goals to make sure they're on the path to their long-term success. Let's again take that same person that wants to lose 20 pounds. 20 pounds might be a large number for somebody. But if you go back to the example of them losing 2 pounds every month, in 10 months, you got your 20 pounds done. But what typically happens to people along the way? There are birthday events, it's summertime, so they're out at barbecues, they're drinking more, which is great, but you also have to remember your long-term goal, right? So go and enjoy yourself, but keep it in line with what your ultimate goal is. But if that person was losing 2 pounds every month for 3 months, they're down 6 pounds. Then there might be a celebration, whether it's a birthday, holidays, and they figure, what the heck, you know what? I can take some days off, and a few days off turns into a couple weeks. And before you know it, the 6 pounds you lost completely vanished, and you might have actually gained more weight in the process. So you might be thinking, well, does that mean I can't go out and I can't enjoy myself? You certainly can go out and enjoy yourself, but it's also important to keep your ultimate goal in mind. If you've set a benchmark of 2 pounds of body fat lost each month, and you don't consistently hit that benchmark each and every month, then you know something needs to change. Whether that's increasing your workout frequency or duration. However, oftentimes I find it's the diet that is failing most people, no matter what your goal is, whether that's to lose body fat or gain lean muscle. And going one step even deeper, it's not even necessarily the nutrition that is the hard part. When I talk to most people, they know what to do with their diet. Eat as unprocessed as possible whole foods. What does this mean? Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and if you eat meat, meat is also included in that equation. So again, let's go back to that example of somebody that wants to lose 20 pounds of body fat. If they lose 2 pounds 1 month, gain 3 pounds the next month, lose 3 pounds the next month, gain 4 pounds the next month, lose 2 pounds the next month. It tells me that there's inconsistency in the nutrition and they may not be measuring their results. Even if you don't know where to start with your nutrition and workouts, the goal should always be to be a better version of yourself than you were the day before. You don't have to go 100% right off the bat. You just have to be better than you were the day before. This could mean first you start with cutting out sugar. Next, you cut out pasta. Next, you cut out bread. And not to say that these are bad things, but if you're not making strides in the direction you want to go, then things need to change. And those are just some of the examples that may need to change. I hope that helps shed some light on the topic of goal setting. What I want you to do right now is spend 2 to 3 minutes, write down your goal, how you're going to get there, and the steps that you're willing to take on a weekly and monthly basis to get to your goal. And you can do this as a nutrition goal, a career goal, overall health goal, anything. It all comes down to the principle, just be better than you were the day before. Hope you enjoyed that podcast. Hope you got some great information out of it. Next week, I'm going to be sitting down with the owner of Harmony Fitness, and I'm going to be continuing the discussion on entrepreneurship, and we're going to be diving in deep how Allie got her start and how she created Harmony Fitness. If you want to hear the recipe for success, I definitely would make sure that you listen to that podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.